At Logan Airport yesterday, a long-awaited arrival. A researcher from Iran is now in Boston 8 months after his visa was suspended due to President Trump's travel ban. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on the colleagues waiting for the arrival of Dr. Saeed Sarabi.
That's Rosie, my accordion. That's actually Rosie, my protest accordion. I also have Figaro, who's my concert accordion.
Dr. Thomas Michel heads up a cardiovascular lab through Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. He unzips a black roller bag and pulls out a bright red accordion, Rosie. Michel leads a few of his colleagues from the lab in a sampling of patriotic folk songs. This is a welcome party that was supposed to happen in February when an Iranian doctor was scheduled to arrive at Logan to begin his Harvard Medical School postdoc position. Those plans changed when President Trump's first travel ban was issued and the doctor, Saeed Sarabi's visa was suspended. Sarabi's colleague with the accordion, Dr. Michel, says international researchers like Sarabi play an important role in American science.
This has traditionally been the place where people come to study, do research, train, learn, and share. And I think that's under direct attack. And I think that Dr. Sarabi's arrival puts a human face on the impact of these misguided policies.
Michel and his colleagues pace back and forth, breaking into random songs while they wait. And then...
You see him?
I think so. 1 second. Sohail. Dr. Sarabi. Sohail. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited.
Katare, I'm Thomas. Very nice to meet you. Welcome to Boston. Welcome to America.
Thank you for your kindness, for everything.
Oh,
thank you.
Long flight.
Yes. It takes about 2 years.
31-year-old Sarabi and Michel hug for the first time after exchanging hundreds of emails and Skype calls. Because several court decisions have put Trump's travel ban on hold, Sarabi's visa was reissued. He's dreamt of working and studying at Harvard, and he says arriving here in Boston and meeting his new mentor, Dr. Michel, feels like a homecoming.
His behavior is like a dad. And when I hear that the other lab members are coming here, I really felt I want to go to my home. And now we felt this, yeah.
Sarabi says he's ready to get to work, investigating the effects of diabetes on the heart. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling at Logan Airport.